There it goes.
No, maybe. You're just picking up the words what I'm saying now.
Do you remember when you were a kid, if they ever gave you any kind of medicine that midwife or someone else gave you that made from plants, or did they have any old knowledge about those things?
Oh, yeah. They used to stuff that grew up, you know, like, they're blooming now, their flowers are, you can see them from Julia's window over there, all white flowers.
White flowers?
Then my mother used to send me when they lived in the farm after we moved here. She dried them up and put them in a jar for me and then send them to me. So then we can make some tea. They were good for everything.
If you were sick, or what kind of, what would you take that for?
They were good for bowels and everything. Take them and they perspired everything. Good for bowels, bowel movements and stuff.
Did they use steam bath very much? Did they use banya for healing too?
Banya, yeah. Oh, I did like banya. So now we don't have banya. They don't even put me in the bathtub no more. They let me sit on the chair now. Plastic chair. My feet down, and they fill it up with water. But I'd like to be now sitting in the water.
Yeah. So too hard to get up, huh?
That's what they say. It's hard for, too hard for them to get me out no more. Yeah. I had to sleep in the bathtub one night.
Oh my goodness.
I had my bath all by myself, and I didn't know how to get out, so I had to sleep in the bathtub. I just had a washcloth and sat on it. I couldn't reach for a towel.
Oh no.
Just the washcloth.
It's and a I good thing you cold. Didn't. You weren't cold.
I wasn't cold. And I couldn't call nobody. Phone was on the little table over there, little stand. And I had no, how could I go and answer the phone when the phone was ringing? So I had to wait till morning when the nurse came. She had the key, of course, so she opened the door. And she found, what are you doing here?
Oh, dear. And I bet they never let you get a bath by yourself.
And then she had to go back and get someone for help to get me out.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's why they can.
That's too bad.
See, I didn't tell nobody when I need to have my bath that day. Mm-hmm. I used to tell them before when I want to get in the tub. But that day I thought I was feeling good. I can make it myself. All myself. Listen, I didn't know how to turn around. I couldn't get it. I tried many times, like many different ways, and I couldn't do it.
Oh,
wasn't that something? Phone was ringing, and I couldn't get to the phone.
Oh, goodness.
That was bad. Till the morning. Phone was ringing, and the radio was going. Radio quit going 12 o'clock in the evening, you know, or midnight. And the other one would start in there, for the one that is going to be on at midnight. So I was listening to the music. I had no sticks to be grabbing something with. That was bad, and seemed like I didn't know if that was my place or not, but I recognized my bathroom, so it must be my bed.
In the village, did people live to be very very old at that time when you lived there? Were there some elders who had a pretty big age?
You mean a foie gras? Mm-hmm.
Seems it's probably kind of a little bit tougher life out there. You don't have all the doctors and everything.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have no doctors to do it. The nurse used to come every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing the best we could,
mm-hmm.
trying to help ourselves.
There must have been a lot of sharing and taking care of each other in the village.
Yeah. Yeah. Should drink a little water, I guess. My cookie that I didn't eat yesterday.
I'll get a cup of water. Should I get you a glass of water?
Here, I guess so. I guess you want. But they don't have my communion at home.
Do they bring you communion at home?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's good.
Are you able to get down there for holidays or anything, or no?
I'd have to stay home.
Too much trouble.
Too much trouble.
Uh-huh.
I'd have to have someone to ride me, you know, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's much better to be home.
Yeah.
On Easter Sunday, Easter night, I used to stay till morning. Service. I sometimes just miss that.
Mm-hmm.
I lay down in the evening to wait when they'll have to start the service,
mm-hmm.
where they'll go around the church, and I miss it. I must fall asleep. And then I miss it. Won't be able to sit. Sometimes again I get up before they do that, and yeah, they'll be walking around the church with the candles, holding the candles.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me feel better, as if I'm with them.
Mm-hmm. In the Fognak, did they have a priest or star set, or was it just the readers?
Yeah, there was a priest in the Fognak too.
Oh, there was.
And my father, he was a second priest. He was a reader in church.
Mm-hmm.
He never wanted to be a priest. The bishop wanted to make him a priest, but he didn't want him. We were sitting all by on the floor in church, waiting what the doings will be. It didn't happen. I think he was afraid that he wouldn't be able to face the people, I guess. That's what I always thought.
Uh-huh. Well, that's probably a tough job at times when people come to you with their problems. Or
yeah, I guess that's what he didn't like about, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Better?
Warm.
Shall I run it so it's colder? Do you have some ice?
Nah. I have no ice though.
Should I run the tap to get a little colder? Okay.
After it did run a lot though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there anything that I didn't ask you that I should ask you about a Fognak that you remember something?
What is there yet?
If there were any special Aleutic stories or any kind of games or.
We never had them Olympic story, Olympic games and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you have Russian games? Did you play?
Well, we played ball. That would be all about.
Uh-huh.
In a Fognak.
Uh-huh.
By the school.
Mm-hmm.
I guess our parents didn't let us. They didn't even let us skate, they didn't let us play on the ice. I don't know why. We never exercise.
Really? They wanted to keep an eye on you at home?
Yeah. Afraid for them to let us be on the ice, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Is there a pond right behind the old village there? Was there a lake?
Oh yeah, there was a big lake, and one in Alu Town and one right on our side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had no sled.
What, did the kids from Aleut Town and Russian Town and Creole Town all go to school together, or was it separated?
Yeah, they went to school together.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why they called the other part of the village Aleut Town, you know. It was just the way they called it.
Uh-huh.
And the other one, Derevnya. Where we were on the other side, on the revenue. That other side, I looked down.
Mm-hmm. Was it mostly separated, that the more Russians lived in the Revnia and the other one was more Aleut? It's just all mixed up, but that's the way they called it?
I guess so.
And it was like that all the time that you remember, was it?
Mm-hmm. Sheely girls. This hardened Sheely girls. Eunice is still in the hospital. She
mm-hmm.
can't speak not a word.
Uh-huh.
She's still over there, I see her.
Mm-hmm.
I guess sometimes she wants to speak and then she can't.
That's so frustrating.
Must be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm reading Lola Harvey's book now. Did she talk to you very much for that book? Did you give her some information?
I haven't seen her for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lola Harvey.
Well, she did a good job. It's a good story.
Mm-hmm. When she comes over here, she used to be with her, but I haven't seen her here for a long time.
She was at Canna yesterday. I saw her down. She brings her tourists, you know, her bus. She has her tour bus, and she brings a tourist into Canna so the dancers can dance for them.
Oh, yeah. Dancers.
Have you seen them, the Olympic dancers?
Yeah, when they come.
Uh-huh.
Quite a while I didn't see them. When they used to have potluck over at the center,
mm-hmm.
they used to come and dance.
Did they ever do any kind of dancing like that, what, that you remember when you were young?
We didn't dance there. They were dancing there. We danced our way.
Mm-hmm. Did you do polkas and waltzes, or what kind of dancing was it?
Oh, polkas and stuff, waltzes and stuff, foxtrots and so on.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they do that enough anymore. I love that kind of dancing, and it's hard to find it anymore.
Oh, they dance their way now, so I don't know. What they can call that now, the way they dance now. They get on the floor and God knows what they're dancing about.
Well, I never know why young people, when they would have the choice, they don't understand how romantic it can be to waltz or polka.
I know, waltzes was always nice.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Where did they have dancing at a Fognak? Did they have dances up in the village?
Oh, they had a dance hall there.
At the school, or where did they have it?
No, they had a dance hall.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Hmm. Was that every week they had something going on there?
Oh, every once in a while they used to be. And then we used to go and have dinners too, and the dance, you know.
Mm-hmm. Were there some people in the village that played musical instruments?
Oh yeah, they played instruments. Different banjos and stuff, mandolin and stuff.
Fiddles, things mm-hmm. like that. Did they have accordions?
Or oh, yeah.
Concertina?
Accordion and uh-huh. banjos and stuff.
Hmm.
Guitars, mandolin.
That's a lot of fun, having the live music.
Boy. I used to love to dance. Yeah. Nobody is coming here yet. Joy will be coming pretty soon, I guess. She went to work. She was to go to work at 7 o'clock this morning again.
Uh-huh.
So she'll be bringing my soup today, after
okay.
a while.
Uh-huh.
Pretty soon, I guess. Mm-hmm. I didn't finish my chicken yet. What I had yesterday. I left the wing and the leg, I guess I left, and the mashed potatoes. But there were no grain, there were no vegetables in the dish, but there were cranberry sauce.
Is that what they had yesterday at the center for lunch, for
no,
dinner?
No, we had that at Joy's place.
Oh, well, it's nice they bring you food and look after you.
No, from over here.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I go over there. Yesterday I couldn't go over there. I had to use a heat pad and lay on it.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought me food.
Mm-hmm. Well, I should probably let you go, so when your friend comes, he'll...
Mm. Oh, that's a napkin. That must be one.